Re. Freedom Convoy abuses its platform to create chaos. Opinion, The Gazette, February 9. I was appalled at the commentary by Anna Borowiecki. First of all, she says the protesters hit up a soup kitchen and demanded food. I am not sure what happened, but so much food has been given to the protesters that they gave a truckload of food to a homeless shelter and have filled the backpacks of homeless people with food. They have no reason to hit up a soup kitchen. Then she says, they urinated and defecated in public. We don't know who urinated on the war memorial, just like we don't know who the woman was who danced on the unknown soldier's grave. The protesters cleaned up the war memorial, took the flags and sign off of Terry Fox, and set up guards to watch the memorials. As far as the mall being closed, that was the mall's decision. Businesses that have stayed open have made more money than they have in the 2 years of the lockdowns. Not only that, but the protesters helped clean the floors, washed the bathrooms, and carried supplies in for the businesses. More businesses are opening because of how respectfully the protesters are treating them. Your fourth point, they have uttered racist and threatening remarks. No one has uttered more racist and derisive remarks than our own Prime Minister, Justin Trudeau. He called the unvaccinated racist and misogynist, and he has done nothing but call the protesters names. The protesters have had dance parties, they have bouncy castles for the kids, they have shoveled the snow, and picked up garbage. Many of them have their families with them. Besides that, the protesters are not all white. Far from it. As far as the sound, the truckers have been very cooperative and agreed to honk only from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. and to only honk every half hour for 10 minutes. My great-uncle was killed at Paschendaele in the First World War. My dad served in the Second World War. They fought for our freedoms, and that is what the truckers are doing. As a teenager, I remember telling my dad that, if there was a great war now, I don't think there would be too many volunteers to go and defend our freedoms. Now, 50 years later, I happily say I was wrong. Our governments have taken away our freedom to assemble, our freedom to travel, our freedom of medical choice, our freedom to get together with our friends and families, and they haven't been willing to give them back for the last 2 years. Our truckers heeded the call to stand up for our freedoms, to stand up against the mandates. I am proud to support them. For the first time in my life, I made a sign and walked around amongst the people in downtown Edmonton. The Freedom Convoy gave me hope and courage to stand up for what I believe in. Faye Dombrowski, Sturgeon County.